Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, I want to start talking about the NFL draft, not the individual players just yet. We're going to get to that next week. I want to kind of set the table, right? We all have players that we want to see the Steelers take. We know the positions we want the Steelers to take, but let's take a step back. Let's evaluate what our expectations should be going into the draft, coming out of the draft, right? And what is going to make, what ultimately is going to make this team better in 2018. All right, let's start today with some Pittsburgh Steelers news and notes. Shawn Davis and Joe Hayden are changing numbers. Joe Hayden going from 21 to 23, the number he wore at the Cleveland Browns. Previously, Mike Mitchell was wearing 23 for the Steelers. And of course, with Mike Mitchell no longer being a Steeler, had opened up the opportunity for Hayden to take the number, and he did. No real surprise there. Shawn Davis is actually going to take number 21 from Joe Hayden and from 28. This one, I'm not a fan of when players do this. Shawn Davis in his third year now changing numbers. It just makes it confusing for when you're watching. It's like, wait, 21, who is that? Oh, wait, Shawn Davis? Okay. Not a fan of when players do this, changing numbers. Not to say this is late in Shawn Davis's career, but like you've been wearing 28 for 2 years. I think we're all pretty established you are 28. So. The Steelers are bringing in safety Nate Burr from the New York Giants for a visit. This is probably a special teams play. I don't think Nat Burr is going to be providing real depth at the safety position. Interesting to see what they do here if they bring in a guy like this at safety and if this gives them any flexibility to potentially release a guy like J.J. Wilcox. Remember, J.J. Wilcox is making close to over $3 million this year, and he's a guy who didn't play many snaps last year. I think a lot of people were very surprised that he wasn't among that veteran secondary class that was cut when William Gay, Mike Mitchell, and Robert Golden were all let go. The fact that J.J. Wilcox made the cut was very surprising. So not to say it's definite that J.J. Wilcox gets cut between now and training camp, but again, if the Steelers are in need of salary cap space, I think J.J. Wilcox makes the most sense just based on his usage last year. Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, and Randy Feuchner were at Louisville's Pro Day today. Obviously, this is in an effort to watch Lamar Jackson, who it has been widely reported the Steelers are interested in. I think this confirms that. I think the fact that Randy Feuchner, the offensive coordinator, was also at Louisville's Pro Day, even more confirms the fact that they are truly interested in Lamar Jackson. The question at this point is not are they interested in these players, but is this real, right? And I think we're only going to know that on draft day. If one of Mason Rudolph or Lamar Jackson falls to the Steelers, do they ultimately select him? I think at this point, there's enough smoke that there quite possibly could be a fire. So we shall see. And then finally, Le'Veon Bell tweeting today, quote, "It's so hard to be a hero in a city that paints you out to be the villain." This, of course, coming a day after his contract demands were reported by NFL Network. Of course, reports were that he wants $17 million a season average. And that was clearly not well taken by Steeler fans. Pittsburgh is a blue-collar city. We are used to guys taking hometown discounts. I mean, that has happened so many times, whether it's Alejandro Villanueva, whether it's most recently Antonio Brown, who took a deal that, I mean, yes, he is one of the most highly paid wide receivers in the game, but you know that again, that was structured in a way that made it Steeler friendly. Ben Roethlisberger has taken that kind of deal. Hines Ward took those deals back in the day. I mean, it is part of being a Steeler, ultimately, right? Not that it's fair, right? Not that Le'Veon Bell doesn't deserve, a lot of money. I think at some point, $17 million becomes far too much, as we talked about yesterday, but. I don't think anyone's making Le'Veon Bell out to be a villain in any situation. I think we're all just hoping that Le'Veon Bell somewhat comes to his senses by the time July rolls around and this thing, becomes a done deal. And then finally tonight, let's start talking about the NFL draft. Again, we're about a month away now from the start of the draft. Next week, we're going to start talking about individual players. We're going to start breaking down film, strengths, weaknesses of players. We'll start ranking those players among position groups and talk about who the Steelers could take and when and value and all of that. But before we get to that, I want to talk tonight about just what our expectations are going to be going into the 2018 draft, how the Steelers can improve, and what kind of positions we can expect to improve this team right away, right? There's a lot of optimism coming out of 2017 and going into 2018 because 2017 was such a successful season in a lot of ways. We were 13-3. We were looking on the up as the season went on offensively. Defensively, you know, still a lot of young talent there. And I think a lot of people feel like that we can brush off a little bit what happened at the end of 2017 defensively because of the injury to Ryan Shazier. And look, if we just had a better depth or a better inside linebacker, or if we had better, you know, some better players in some different positions, we would have been fine. Some of that may be true, some of that not. But again, I think there's a lot of optimism going into this draft. And the one thing I want to talk about tonight is how much can we expect out of the 2018 draft class in the 2018 season, right? Are there really players that the Steelers are going to draft at 28 that are going to make that leap, right? That are going to take the Steelers from where we left off in 2017 and put us back to where we need to be in 2018? And I think, unfortunately, the answer to that question is no, right? Our optimism about this draft is not, I mean, it is somewhat unfounded. Even if you look back at the best draft the Steelers have had year one in the last, you know, in the last 5 years, it's 2 years ago. It's 2016, in which they had three rookies, all defensive players, all start by the end of the season. That was Artie Burns, that was Sean Davis, that was Javon Hargrave. All three of those players started at some point during the season. But remember, it took till about midway through the season for Sean Davis to take over the starting safety role. It was about 6 or 7 weeks before Artie Burns took over the starting corner role. And Javon Hargrave was always worked into the rotation at defensive line. Much more important to that season and that season's success and the reason why defensively in 2016, remember that's a year that we went on to play in the AFC Championship game. More importantly to that season was the play of James Harrison, right? And his rejuvenation at the end of his career. Much more important was the play of Stephon Tuitt stepping up with Cam Hayward being out. Much more important was the play of Ryan Shazier, who really came on that year as a star and a budding superstar. I agree that Artie Burns and Sean Davis and Javon Hargrave were good players, and we needed them to step up in order for that defense to play as well as it did down the stretch. Ultimately, it wasn't enough because that team would go on to lose to the New England Patriots in a game where they were just, it was a mismatch, no doubt about it. But that team played great defensively, especially down the stretch in ultimately, you know, shutting out the Kansas City Chiefs or winning a game by only giving up field goals or only scoring field goals, excuse me. That's the best we can hope for. You look at last year and the impact that our rookies had, TJ Watt on defense. Juju is a different story. I don't want to talk about offense. Offensively, obviously, rookies have come in and for the Steelers and done very, very well. But defensively, rookies, you have to go back really to Kendrell Bell to look at a rookie who his first year made a real impact and was a difference maker in year one. You can go back to Troy Polamalu and look at first-round Steeler draft picks who were looked at as busts after year one. Troy Polamalu, Ryan Shazier, Cam Hayward, right? These were players who ultimately became stars at their position. But after year one, it wasn't so clear that that was going to be the case. And so I want to make sure as we start evaluating talent over the next month that we understand, yes, the Steelers need a real star, a real playmaker on defense. But that doesn't need to mean that the Steelers get that player in April. What that means is that player should already be on the roster. That playmaker that we're talking about, the one who's going to make the difference in 2018, he's already on the roster. It's got to be TJ Watt. It's got to be Sean Davis. It's got to be Bud Dupree. It's got to be one of these young guys who the Steelers have invested all this time and draft capital into, and one of them has to make the leap. That's going to be the difference. The same way that Troy Polamalu made a leap in 2005, the same way that Ryan Shazier made that leap in 2016, the same way that Stephon Tuitt made that leap. We need one of these guys to make the leap. It's not going to be, it would be very unlikely for it to be the rookie that we end up drafting in this class. That's why I want to, that's why I want to say, if the Steelers ultimately do take an offensive player early, whether it's in the first round or second round, if it's a first round quarterback, maybe a second round quarterback, if Mason Rudolph were to slip that far, if it's a first round running back like Darius Geis, obviously the talk of the town, and I'm going to say it on this podcast, is what are the Steelers thinking we need to get better defensively? But let's understand that our hopes in 2018 don't only rest on the draft. We need to get better defensively. We need to continue adding talent to that defense. But this is an interesting year, because if the Steelers ultimately do feel like that a guy like Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph is not someone they're going to get in the draft in another year, right? If they feel like the top half of this draft with quarterbacks is pushing down players like Mason Rudolph or Lamar Jackson, who otherwise would go far higher in the draft in any other year. I mean, if that's truly how they feel, then they probably will end up taking them. And I'll be upset, and a lot of Steeler fans will be upset, because, you know, there are so many positions on this defense that we can upgrade. But let's not come out of that and say, well, they can't win the Super Bowl. Now, because we didn't take a safety in the first round, because we didn't take an inside linebacker in the first round, we can't win the Super Bowl. Because this team's not going to win the Super Bowl based on how well it drafts in 2018. Just like we didn't lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars last year because we didn't draft the right players in 2017. We drafted really well in 17. And ultimately that team lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars. It wasn't about TJ Watt. It wasn't about Juju. It was about the fact that that team didn't have a defensive star, didn't have its playmaker yet. And that playmaker, as I said, is already on the team now. If we're gonna make the leap, that player has to already be on the team. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. And I want to thank everyone who's listened over the past week and during this transition from John to myself. You know, this is the end of my first full week on the podcast. And I want to thank all of you who have reached out on Twitter and let me know how I'm doing. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. The Twitter is @SteelerCountry. And I'll be back Monday for more Locked On Steelers.